That means...
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we are very happy to welcome into our Newsmaker 3 segment today. He is the Director of Emporia State Choral Activities, Josh Donaldson. Josh, good morning and welcome in.
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing pretty good. Glad to have you on here. We're always excited to talk about activities coming up with the choirs there at Emporia State University. Always something exciting, and it looks like you've got a few things on the calendar.
Yeah, so our first event coming up is this Saturday, and it is our spring concert, so it's our first concert of the semester. And our theme is, I think our title is Legends in Harmony, Our Iconic Choral Composers. It's a bit of a mouthful, but we are highlighting choral music that I believe is going to be iconic, or they're going to go down in history as some amazing and great composers. A lot of times when we think about important composers, we think of Bach and we think of Mozart and Beethoven and all of that. And a lot of our current living composers are not really thought of a whole lot in terms of masterworks and things like that. So I really wanted to focus on the amazing talent that's living in the world right now and who's creating just brilliant masterpieces. And one of those masterpieces is by R. Nathaniel Bett, and it's called The Chariot Jubilee. Oh. And it is basically, he takes the very famous spiritual Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, and he mixes it with his own text and then text from the gospel. And he uses just wonderful and beautiful compositional techniques. Some of it mimics Mozart a lot as well. And it's a work that a lot of people don't know about. And so that's going to kind of be the big hitter for the concert. That's going to be all of the choirs joining together to sing, and then the rest of the program is going to be taken care of by our chamber singers, doing four works by, again, some living composers who are just doing really brilliant and beautiful things right now that I think they should get some more spotlight, or people should at least know about them so that they can say, I knew that they were going to be fantastic when I heard them.
Nice. Now, you know, this kind of brings up in my mind anyways, it's a roundabout way to educate not just your choir students about this, but really the community as a whole.
Yeah, exactly. You know, my students have come to love my programming in terms of I really love living composers. And I guess maybe that's because my upbringing, all I ever did was stuff by Mozart and Beethoven and Bach and Haydn and Palestrina and things from the Renaissance. And I never really got to experience anything by living composers. And so as in my professional career, that's kind of been my main focus, is exposing students to things that not only reflect kind of like our diverse population that we serve, but again, just saying, hey, these are people you should know about, because while the greats are the greats, we have some current greats happening that you don't want to miss out on.
Josh Donaldson joining us here on KVOE's Morning Show, talking about the Emporia State Choir performance coming up here this weekend. The last time we had you on, you were doing some fun, and this is totally off the topics that we were planning to discuss, but it just kind of came to mind. Last time you were on, you'd mentioned here about some fundraising for a choir trip. Maybe you can update us on that.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. So we recently, so the students voted, and they officially were going to take a choir tour to San Francisco
Nice.
Next spring.
Okay.
So May of 2025. So we are starting the fundraising process now and going to kind of fundraise throughout the next year so that we can offset the cost for all of our students. And so we're really excited about that tour. They, like I said, they took their first tour last year to Washington, D.C. to perform in the Capitol, and it was just a blast. And so everyone's really excited to travel again and get to experience another part of the country. And actually, that's a great segue, because our first big fundraiser is going to be next Friday, March 29th. And we're doing our annual, what we call the Night Hunt, which is an Easter egg hunt that we kind of cater for those who are adults, college age, 13 and up, basically. And we hold it at night. So people need to bring their flashlights and bring their own baskets. And they just go out and they hunt for the eggs that are filled with prizes. We have some really stellar prizes this year. We have a few $100 gift certificates. We have some $75. We have lots of gift certificates. We have a few drones, actually.
Drones?
We have
you're hiding drones and Easter eggs?
Yeah, right? No, those have tickets to the prize. So.
Oh. I was going to say, that would be quite the interesting Easter
drone,
egg, huh?
Right?
That's like a Flintstones dino egg.
Right, exactly. But no, so they, so yeah, so, and then there's, some of the eggs are going to be filled with candy just, you know, for fun. But I know, us adults, we love to have fun too. And I think Easter egg hunts aren't just for the kids. So that's kind of the whole thought process behind this event. Last year, we started it 2 years ago. And it got even bigger last year. And so we're hoping for an even bigger turnout. We're going to have over, 1,200 eggs hidden among Peter Pan Park. We're going to be over by the splash pad is where we're going to start, the gazebo by the splash pad. And it's going to start at 8:30 p.m. So it's going to be, we're going to wait till it's dark before we get started. And then if you buy a ticket early, it's going to be $5. If you buy a ticket at the night of the event, it's going to be $7, and you can get tickets at emporia.link/nighthunt, or maybe an easier way is just to go to our social media. And if you go to any of our social media pages, which is at Emporia State Choirs, we have stuff posted about it all over our page, so you can click on any of those links to get registered. But yeah, that's going to be our first big fundraiser, and we're excited to just have some fun with people. We love getting out in the community and just meeting people in the community and having fun. So last year was a really, really fun event, so we're excited for it.
I'll bet the atmosphere is going to be pretty lively coming up here on the 29th.
It will. The first year people were kind of like, we don't know what to expect, so it was kind of quiet. And then last year it was like, I need y'all to like stop talking for just a hot second so I can give some instructions.
I actually remember I was at the very first one. Trying to remember where that was. I think it was at
I can't think of the park that's by the gas station by the interstate. I can't think of the name of it right now.
I feel terrible. I can't think of it either. And it's right next to my apartment complex. So I feel terrible.
I was gonna say, and here's the
Hammond.
Sad thing: I live in a house.
Hammond.
That's it. Yes. I was like, I live right across the street from it.
Me
so
too.
Hey,
man, it's 8:53 in the morning. I think we're allowed
right?
to.
My brain's still waking up.
Yeah, I haven't finished my energy drink yet, so that's my excuse. Anyway, I remember being there.
I'm getting ready to get coffee.
I remember being there at the very first one, and the atmosphere was pretty electric for that one, but, I mean, it didn't have the largest turnout because, you know, first-year event, people were still trying to kind of understand it, but there was a good mix of both young and old alike.
Exactly, and that's what we love, because that's the whole point of this, is just to get everybody, and, you know, we've learned, our first, we kind of revamped how we did it after that first one to see if it would be better and people liked it better, and we found that we had a mixture. A lot of people liked how we did it the first year, and a lot of people liked how we did it last year, because last year we didn't do a raffle, it was just the big ticket items were hidden in the eggs. And so when people were just done hunting, they could just come collect and leave. And so now we're doing a mixture, to kind of hit what people liked about both events, or both years. So our big ticket items are going to be a raffle, and then all of the other prizes are going to just be hidden in the eggs. So we can have a good mixture of, and catch everybody who liked things about each of those years.
Fantastic. Well, Josh, a lot of exciting stuff coming up here, of course, for the choirs there at Emporia State. Let's go ahead and just recap everything. So coming up this weekend, you have your concert, and then walk us through the schedule from there.
Yeah, so this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. is our spring concert, and we're going to be highlighting iconic composers that are currently living and making music. And the tickets are free for this event, so you don't have to buy a ticket in advance. You can just show up and come in for free. It's going to be at Albert Taylor Hall, and that is on campus. And again, it's going to be at 7:30 p.m. And then the following Friday, March 29th, starting at 8:30 p.m., we're going to have our annual fundraiser called the Night Hunt. You need to bring your own flashlight and your own Easter egg basket. We start at 8:30 p.m., and it's going to be at Peter Pan Park at the gazebo by the splash pad. And you can get tickets in advance for $5 at emporia.link/nighthunt. Or you can go to our social media pages and click on a link there. If you purchase a ticket at the door the night of, it's going to be $7. And all those proceeds go to help our students take our choir tour next spring to San Francisco.
Fantastic. Well, a lot of great stuff coming up here from the choirs there at Emporia State. Josh, you've been doing a great job, and we can't wait to see what comes here in the future. And best of luck with everything coming up here over the next couple of weeks.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. That is Josh Donaldson. He is the Director of Choral Activities at Emporia State University, getting set for their upcoming spring concert this Saturday, 7:30, at Albert Taylor Hall. Of course, the Easter Egg Night Hunt taking place next Friday in Peter Pan Park. I believe he said 8:30. That will be getting underway. A lot of great prizes up for grabs there with that one. Chuck, I'm thinking you and me, we just we get a team together. You got the kiddos with the good eyes and the boundless energy, so maybe we maybe we pool our money together. We just send them out there, and we take home all the goodies.
We'll let them have it. There you go. That sounds good to me. Want to let you know, too, that as we look at tomorrow's schedule, we will be chatting with Sailor Middleton tomorrow. We only have right now the Newsmaker 2. We've had pretty much a 2 and a 3 all week. But tomorrow we have the Newsmaker 2, Sailor Middleton, joining us. It's a preview of the Teddy Bear Clinic around 8:20 to 8:25 tomorrow morning. Don't forget that we've got In the Garden today, 11:06, with Extension Horticulturist Travis Carmichael. And tomorrow we've been talking an awful lot the last 6 weeks or so about the Emporia Senior Center. We'll be getting an update on the search for a Senior Center director, plus Senior Center Operations as part of our Talk of Emporia at 11:06 tomorrow morning.
Yep, jam-packed schedule once again, even without the Newsmaker 3 segment.
Even without it.
Even without it. So 8:57 here currently at KVOE. Stick around. We have a check of sports coming up in 2 minutes.